From the front lines of the courageous resistance in Riverside County, California, this is The Joy of Democracy on the United America Network. Here is your host, Joy Silver.
This part of our show here on Joy of Democracy, well, yes, I am Joy Silver, and this is the United America Network. It's called We Did That with our guest speaker today. Well, actually, this is her segment, Becky Robinson, and she is an organizer from way back, all the way back to being the VP of the union for the teachers union from Los Angeles, educator all her life, but this woman can organize. So she's now the coordinator for the Voter Registration Committee at the Courageous Resistance and Indivisible of the Desert. And well, we are resisting and we're making the change. And Becky's here to tell us what they did and what we did. So let's talk a little bit today about what's going on with this National Guard situation.
Well, 47 decided that he wanted to be a strong man and that he wanted to activate the National Guard troops, make them federalized, and put them into our cities because he felt that our protests were riots.
Riots.
Mm-hmm. And rebellions and violent. And they weren't. But that's what he thought. And so, what did we do? 5 million people were in the streets for No Kings One in June. 7 million plus people were on the streets for No Kings Two in October. And the courts have stepped in. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, they granted Oregon's request to rehear the case.
Whoa.
Blocking President Trump from deploying the National Guard to Portland. Right. A 3-panel judge had stated and said that, yes, he can do it. But he put it in front of the entire Ninth Circuit. And now the case will be reconsidered by an 11-judge panel to determine whether or not he has the authority to do that. But while that's happening, he cannot put any of the troops into Portland.
Now, this is the thing about Portland. Unicorns, frogs.
How in the world can you put a National Guard person out there with an AK-47 on a frog?
This is unbelievable. I mean, I know that in Palm Springs, there was an inordinate amount of unicorns. And well, frankly, I had to have my picture with them because, hey, who doesn't love a unicorn?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. This is an amazing thing that happened here because, again, we did that.
Absolutely.
And what is it that we do? We support the people who are taking the actions. And that's the interesting thing. If you're watching and you're listening, call the people who are standing up for you. Call your senators, call your congresspeople. Let them know if they're doing the right thing. Tell them thank you. Because we hear everything that people are not doing. But on this show, we know that we did that, and we want them to know that we are grateful and thankful that they are having that voice and they're standing up against this onslaught of fascism in this country because
Absolutely. We
love America.
Oh, we sure do.
That's
we
it.
Sure do.
And we are going to defend it. And this is how we do it.
But even better than Portland
All
is
right.
Chicago.
Okay. All right.
A federal appeals court left in place the order barring the deployment of federalized national troops to Chicago.
Oh, boy.
But better. U.S. District Court Judge Sarah Ellis, she barred the federal agents from using any kind of riot control weapons in Chicago.
Oh.
Not tear gas, pepper spray, projectiles against journalists, protesters, and clergy if they're not an immediate threat to them. And it also prohibits the arrests of nonviolent protesters unless they have probable cause. But they ignored her orders.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
So she called in to her court, right? Donald Trump's Border Patrol commander, Gregory Bovino.
Oh, boy.
And she gave him a dressing down.
Oh.
And she demanded that, number one, he wear a body cam all the time.
Okay.
And it
okay.
be on all the time. And he has to report to her courtroom every day at 6 p.m. and show her his body cam film so she knows exactly what they are and are not doing.
Yes.
I was absolutely blown away when I read what she had done, how she had done it, and the fact that she totally humiliated him in her courtroom. And it's about time.
It's about time.
Because all they're doing is they are not following the orders of the courts. And the courts are now saying, oh no, not on my watch.
Not on my watch. This is really important information, Becky, and I'm thrilled to have you deliver this information because you are showing what we did and how when we stand up to fight the power that they think they have, yeah, we make that difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. The people have more power than the people who are in power. And we tend to forget that.
Well.
But we can't forget that anymore.
Right.
Because we do have it. And the fact that we have gone, just here in Palm Springs, we've had 7 rallies. The first one in January, right before he got inaugurated, we had 400 people. The last No Kings, we had almost 5,000 people. And it's showing that we're all waking up. We're all learning that we have free speech. We're all learning that we have rights and that we have to use them. And when we use our rights, we win.
Well, we certainly want to right the wrongs that are happening.
Oh, for sure.
Yes, we do. Well, tell me what happened in San Francisco.
In San Francisco, the district judge there, she granted a preliminary injunction, not just a temporary restraining order, but a preliminary injunction that bars the firing of the federal workers during the shutdown.
Oh, wow.
She had previously issued a temporary restraining order, but that was set to expire, and she would not let it expire. So over almost 5,000 people are not being fired, not being laid off, not fired. They weren't being laid off. They were being fired, and they could not be while the government is in shutdown.
That's kind of an amazing thing.
You
know, it's very interesting, though, and I have to point this out. I know people are listening and people are watching, but let's go back for a second here. Mm-hmm. Did I hear you say that, well, it was Judge Sarah Ellis?
Yes.
Okay, and am I hearing now you said Judge Susan Ilston?
Yes.
All right, ladies. And I'm sorry if you're offended that I called you ladies, but come on now. What does this mean? It took us this long to get the vote, and we're not stopping.
Oh, absolutely, positively not.
That's right.
And
that's
nothing
right.
Gets me angrier than one of his minions saying women should be barefoot and pregnant and in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, you know, there are other dictators and other monarchs that felt the same way.
Absolutely.
We're not going back.
Oh, never.
We're not
never.
Going back. So what about this retired law enforcement officer?
Oh, this was... There was a retired law enforcement officer that after Charlie Kirk was assassinated.
Wait, I got to take just a breather here. Charlie Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going to make this man a saint now.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
way.
No.
No.
And what this retired officer did was he posted on Facebook exactly the same thing that 47 had posted after a school shooting. We have to get over it. And the county sheriff,
oh boy,
Weems, was angry and he didn't like it. So he arrested him.
Arrested him for posting the same words that 47
Absolutely.
Had posted. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
He slapped him with a $2 million bail for threatening mass violence. That's how he interpreted it. And again, his crime was posting Trump's words. Mm. Well, public pressure worked. People called him, called everybody that they knew, protested, and guess what? He quietly dropped all charges and released him from jail. And everything went away.
Yes.
Because again, we did that.
We did that.
Phone calls, feet, money, we did that.
Yes, we did that. Now, I know that also there are many people who are quite upset and quite scared about their food source. Talk to me a little bit about what's going on with that.
Yes. SNAP is supposed to expire on November 1st, and millions of children and families will go hungry. In Rhode Island, They just passed an order that the federal government must fund SNAP.
Wow.
And in Boston, another judge said the same thing, but did not put forth any order. She told them they have to come in.
Wait a minute. She told them?
She told them.
Oh, we're back to the she.
She told them.
All right.
She told them.
All right.
That they have to come in on Monday, and they have to prove to her that they can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she will issue her order as well. But right now, again, depending upon appeal, because everything's appealed, right now SNAP will not be ending.
Isn't that something?
Because of a judge.
Mm-hmm. So it's not going to end on their timeline.
No.
Because we're standing up and we're fighting back.
And in this case, it was phone calls to our congresspeople, our senators, everybody that we possibly could to make sure that people have food to eat. And for the fact that the states, blue states, are stepping up to make sure that their people have enough food and they have putting in money to make sure that they do. It also makes the federal government embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I thank them for that. I thank every one of the states for that. But at this point in time, according to this judge, they cannot stop SNAP. They must fund it with the emergency funds.
And we did that. So, yep, that's what we did. And I'm just grateful, as usual, to be fighting the fight with Becky Robinson right here. And this is United America Network. This is the Joy of Democracy. I am Joy Silver, and a thrill and a pleasure to have you, Becky Robinson.
And it was a pleasure to be with you today, Joy.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Joy of Democracy with Joy Silver is a production of the United America Network, UAN.